在创世纪十三章啊，亚伯拉罕对罗德说：“你如果往东，我就往西。”
In Genesis chapter 13, Abraham told Lot that if you go east, I will go west.
我下午的题目跟早上梁传道的题目是一样。
My afternoon topic is the same as the topic that Pastor Liang spoke about this morning.
梁传道说：“陈传道，你如果讲 A， 我就讲 B。”
And Pastor Liang said, "If Pastor Chen, if you talk about A, then I will talk about B."
所以我希望没有重复早上所讲的。
So I hope I'm not going to repeat anything that was spoken about this morning.
我早上在喜瑞都教会领会。
This morning I was giving a sermon at Cerritos.
我刚才有在喜瑞都教会吃午餐。
And I had lunch at Cerritos.
我回到这里也来得及这个会前的唱诗。
And I was able to make it in time for the hymn singing before service.
只是我没有时间去问说早上梁传道讲什么。
But I didn't have time to ask what Pastor Liang spoke about this morning.
纵然我知道了，我的反应也没有那么快。这个闪过他已经讲过的。
And I know that my reaction would be that quick, so I hope that I'm not going to say anything he said.
所以如果我讲的有重复的那你就加深印象，你就加深你的记忆。
Oh, so if I'm repeating anything, then it will just add to your memory.
那根据我们的题目第一个就是讲到教会的增长。
So according to our topic, the first thing I'm going to talk about is church growth.
那第一个就是所谓量的增长。
And we're going to talk about growth and quantity.
我们可以从《使徒行传》里头很明显的来看到当时。这个教会在量的增长。
From the book of Acts, we can very clearly see that there was a growth in quantity.
在一个地方教会就是信徒数的增多。
And there and it means that there was a growth in the number of people in a church.
在一个教区来讲，就是教会的数目增多。
And within a region, it is that there are more churches in that region.
那我们从使徒行传是其实实在是可以很明显的看到在地方教会人数的增多，以及教区教会数目的增多。
And in the book of Acts, we were able to see that there was growth in both the number of people and growth in churches.
那从保罗的书信里头，我们也发现说，保罗他不断在努力，在勉励的就是也要在职方面的增长。
And in the Pauline epistles, we see that he often emphasized not only growth in quantity but growth in quality.
比如在哥林多前书，他语重心长的对亚该亚省的教会说：“我只能够把你们当成是婴孩。”
For example, in the book of 1 Corinthians, he told them that he was only saw them as babes.
意思就是那个地区的信徒他们在职上面没有太多的。
Which is to say that they had no growth in quality.
在以弗所书里头保罗提到说不要像小孩子。
And in the book of Ephesians, Paul says, "Do not be like children."
那他给大家一起来努力的目标就是我们请看以弗所书第四章。
And instead tells us what our goal should be. So let's look at Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章十三节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13.
前面。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
这里保罗说我们都要长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Here Paul says that we should all come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to a perfect man.
就是在加拉太书他所说的让基督成形在我们里头。
Which is like what he says in Galatians that Christ should be manifested through us.
每一个人的目标就是每一个个人就像是一个基督。
Everyone's goal is that we can each be like Jesus.
那教会是主耶稣基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
不但个人，整个教会都要有这种基督长成的身量。
So not only should each person manifest Christ, but the church itself should manifest Christ.
我们也看一下希伯来书第五章。
So look at Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书五章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 14。
十四节，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练得通达，就能分辨好歹。
But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
希伯来书的作者也在强调着，我们也要在质上面来增长。
The author of Hebrews also emphasizes growth in quality.
他说长大成人才能够吃干粮。
He says that only those who are of full age can eat solid food.
那从信仰来讲，就是他能够懂得神的教训。
And in terms of faith, this means that they are able to understand the teachings of God.
能够将神的教训应用在每一天的生活里头。
And are able to use the teachings of God in their daily lives.
能够将神的教训应用在每一件所遭遇的事情上面。
They are able to use the teachings of God in their day-to-day living.
在灵性上长大成人，就是能够分辨好歹。
When we grow spiritually to a full age, then we are able to discern both good and evil.
所以，我们每一个个人，整个教会，在量，在质上面，都要来追求成长。
Thus, each one of us, as well as each church, should be able to grow in both quality and quantity.
所以这些使徒，他们不但传福音，来领人归主。他们也很在意他们灵性的成长。
The disciples not only were preaching to bring more people to Christ, but they were also concerned about their growth in the faith.
所以整个来看，那教会的成长，有一些基本的原则。
So we see there are a couple of principles of church growth.
既然这是一个属于神的一个属灵的团体，所以呢，就要用圣经里头的教导来做。
Since this is a spiritual entity that belongs to Christ, we must base it on the biblical principles.
几乎每一个组织都是在追求这个组织、这个公司能够有成长。
Every entity tries to seek its own growth.
那每一个组织，他们成长有他们的方法。
And every entity has its own ways to grow.
那教会是一个属神的，所以要用神给我们的原则，来成长。
Since the church is of God, we must base our growth on the biblical principles.
这就是我们在做很多事情的时候，我们要回到圣经。
And that is why whenever we do certain things, we must go back to the Bible.
我们要常常问说，我们这样子做，神有没有喜悦？
We must often ask ourselves, is what we are doing pleasing God?
我们这样子在做。是不是合乎圣经的原则
？If we do this, is it according to the Bible?
那教会的增长的原则也在于依靠圣灵的引导跟启发。
And another principle of church growth is to base it on the inspiration and guidance of the Holy Spirit.
从使徒行传里头，我们看到圣灵在教会里头它的一个很重要的一个。
In the book of Acts, we see how the Holy Spirit played an important role within the church.
所以使徒教会是一个不断在增长的教会。
And thus we could see that the apostolic church was constantly growing.
同样，今天我们教会也是一个圣灵来建设、来复兴使徒时代的教会。
In the same way, our church is just like the apostolic church. It was established by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们也要看重圣灵的启发跟带领。
Thus, we must place importance on the inspiration and guidance of the Holy Spirit.
比如说《使徒行传》十五章里头提到他们有个耶路撒冷的会议。
For example, in Acts chapter 15, it talks about the Jerusalem Council.
当他们在做结论的时候，是说圣灵跟他们定义一起来做下这个结论。
When they made a conclusion, they said that it was according to the Holy Spirit.
他们很有自信的说，这是圣灵跟我们一起来定下的条规。
They said very confidently that it seemed good to the Holy Spirit to make their decision.
那在这种圣灵的启发带领之下，就会带来教会的增长。
And under the guidance and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, it will bring about church growth.
我们请看《使徒行传》十六章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章第四节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 4.
第四节，他们经过各城，把耶路撒冷使徒和长老所定的条规交给门徒遵守。
And as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem.
第五节，于是众教会信心越发坚固，人数天天加增。
So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily.
这个做决定的人，他们很有自信地说，这个是圣灵跟我们一起做的决定。
Those who made the decision were very confident that their decision was also based on the Holy Spirit.
那有很多的当时的教会跟信徒他们也能够很顺服的来接受所做的决定。
And the churches at the time were all very submissive to the decision that was made.
这里说交代给他们，他们就遵守。
And it says that the decrees that were delivered to them, were kept by the churches.
那这些遵守的教会、遵守的人呢？所带来的结果就是他们信心得到坚固。
And because these churches submitted, their faiths grew and were solidified.
那而且呢，人数越发增添，就是教会量的方面也在增长。
They were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily, so they both grew in quantity and in quality.
那信心越发坚固，这个就是质的增长。
They were strengthened in the faith, which is growth and quality.
所以教会增长的原则是需要圣灵的启发跟带领。
So church growth requires the inspiration and guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那我们要努力的来顺服圣灵的圣灵的带领。
We must be diligent to be submissive to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们不可以说我要依靠，但是我没有在顺服。
We can't say that we want to rely on God but not submit to Him.
那圣灵一定会来感动我们，启发我们，让我们能够清楚知道神他救赎的计划。
Now the Holy Spirit will guide and give us inspiration to know the plan of salvation.
并且会感动我们，会赐给我们力量、勇敢来执行神的计划。
And it will also move us and give us the strength and courage to act out on this plan.
好，你请看《使徒行传》第八章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传第八章第一节
Acts 8 verse 1
第一节，从这日起耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。
At the time a great persecution arose against the church which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria except the apostles.
这里讲到初期的教会他们在耶路撒冷的区域受到很大的逼迫。
Here it talks about how the early church went against great persecution.
信仰跟生活常常是连在一起的。
Our faith and our lives are often connected together.
当他们信仰受到逼迫，他们的生活就遇到困难。
When they were persecuted in their faith, their lives were in trouble.
所以他们在耶路撒冷这个区域要生存下去是有困难。
Thus, it was very difficult for them to continue living in Jerusalem.
所以他们因为信仰，他们必须要离开耶路撒冷这个区域。
And because of this, they had to leave Jerusalem.
所以他们开始往耶路撒冷的附近来迁移。
And they began to be scattered around the regions of Jerusalem.
所以这里就说有很多的门徒，他们就分散在犹太和撒玛利亚。
And the Bible says here that they were scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria.
他们到新的地方，当然是为了求生存。
Of course, they went to a new area for their livelihood.
希望能够重新再建立起自己的自己的家园。
Hoping to once again reestablish their own families.
希望能够重新能够有好的生活。
Hoping that once again they could live happy lives.
但是他们很清楚神的计划。
But they were also very clear about the plan of God.
他们知道神的救赎。
They knew about the salvation of God.
我们请看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
那些分散的人往各处去传道。
Therefore those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word.
他们就是因为信仰必须要离开耶路撒冷。
They were forced to leave Jerusalem because of their faith.
但是他们到新的地方呢，他们还是去传扬他们的信仰。
Yeah, when they went to a new place, they still continued to preach their faith.
因为这是神救赎的计划。
Because this is the plan of God's salvation.
要透过耶稣基督的救恩来让人得救。
Through Jesus Christ to save man.
所以耶路撒冷所发生的事情，在新的地方 也可能再发生。
So what happened in Jerusalem could once again happen in a different area.
他们如果继续来持守这个信仰，宣传这个信仰，可能还是会遇到逼迫。
If they continued to keep their faith and preach the word, they could have faced more persecution in a new area.
但是他们还是一样的来执行神救赎的计划。
Yet they continued to fulfill the plan of God's salvation.
这个就是他们来建设教会的原则。
And this was their principle of establishing the church.
当然他们这样子做也带领了很多人来信主。
And of course, what they did brought a lot of people to Christ.
这个值的增长是使徒他们一直所强调的，也是我们一直不可以忘记的。
The apostles constantly emphasize growth in quality, and it's something that we must also continue to remember.
所以教会增长的原则就是每一个人都继续的来努力的活出主耶稣基督的样式。
So church growth is based upon how each one of us can live up Christ.
到最后主耶稣再来的时候，我们每一个人都穿着洁白的细麻衣来迎接主耶稣。
And in the end, when Christ comes again, we can all be wearing our white garments to meet Jesus Christ.
那我们题目的另外一个重点就是宣道。
Another main topic of our sermon is evangelism.
宣道简单的讲，就是依靠圣灵的能力，我们来讲出属灵造就人的造就人的话。
Simply speaking, the definition of evangelism is that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we speak out the spiritual words to edify others.
让人能够心灵得安慰，这是一种造就。
So that people can receive peace in their hearts.
让人觉得心中有爱有温暖，这就是造就人。
So that their hearts can feel comfort and love, and this is edification of others.
让人觉得有被重视，有被关心。这就是一种造就。
That people feel cared for and that they feel important. This is being edified.
那最大的造就就是让人能够回转归向神，归入主耶稣基督。
And the greatest edification is to help others turn back to Christ.
这常常借着圣灵的帮助，在言语上我们这样子来造就人。
And this is often through the Holy Spirit and through our words to speak to others and edify them.
那除了圣灵的帮助之外，有一些我们人可以努力来学习或者来做的，我们也不要忽略。
And other than the Holy Spirit, there are some other things that we can do that we should not neglect.
人做不到的，常常神他会来帮助我们。
There are things that man cannot do, but God will often help us with these things.
但是我们人也要常常的去思考，去体会。然后从中去学习，然后来应用。
But we must also reflect and act upon and experience different things.
我记得不晓得被安利还是还没有被安利哈。我在芝加哥。
I remember, I don't know if this was before or after I was ordained, but I was in Chicago.
有一天呢，有一个安息日下午，有个姐妹带着她的。应该是那时候已经是应该算是未婚夫了不是信徒来到教会。
At the time, there was a sister who brought her unbelieving fiance to the church.
下午聚完会他就把他未婚夫介绍给我说，传道你跟他传福音。
And she brought him to me, and after the service, said, "Pastor, preach to him."
跟我说他只讲英文。他不讲中文。
And he said he doesn't speak any Chinese. He only speaks English.
如果没有记错那时候我才接受一年的训练然后开始出来实习。
And from what I remember, I think I had only started training, or I had only been in TCP for 1 year and just started training.
应该也是第一次突然间人家带一个人说你跟他传福音。
And it was probably the first time someone brought someone to me and said preach to them.
我实在是忘了我当时跟他讲什么。
And right now, I don't remember what I said to him.
后来这个人感谢神的怜悯他有来受洗，有来信主。
And thank God that in the end, this man was baptized and believed in Christ.
那后来我们在聊天的时候，他跟我说， 你那时候，你那一次跟我讲的时候，我最记得一件事情。
And he was talking to me afterwards and said, I remember when you spoke to me that first time, I remember something very clearly.
因为他也是其他教会的基督徒。
Because he's also a Christian from another denomination.
我们不晓得为什么会去讲到三位一体跟独一真神。
And I don't know why, but we ended up talking about Trinity and one true God.
他说他最记得的是我怎么跟他解释这个独一真神跟三位一体的不一样。
And he said, the thing that I remember the most is how you explained to me the difference between Trinity and one true God.
你可以想象二十年前的陈传道啊，英文你说要有多破就有多破。
You have to imagine, 20 years ago, Pastor Chen, whose English wasn't very good.
经过这二十年，我也真的非常努力哈。现在勉强的学生灵恩会可以用英文跟学生讲课。
And after 20 years, I'm still striving very hard to try to speak English during a spiritual convocations when I speak to the kids.
在这努力的过程当中啊，好几次啊，那辅导员啊跟那个 coordinator 啊来跟我说，陈传道你很努力哈，但是哈，我们还是决定我们替你翻译。
And many times at these student spiritual convocations, the counselors and coordinators would come up to me and said, Pastor Chen, we know you're trying really hard, but we think we're going to just interpret for you.
那做传道啊，语言啊，是我基本的吃饭的家伙。
And as a pastor, language or my words are basically what sustains my family.
所以我总是不怕学生受苦，不怕自己的啊，不顾自己的面子。
And I was not scared of the students suffering, and I didn't care about my reputation.
好，我一定学生联会用英文讲。
No matter what, I wanted to speak English at the student spiritual convocations.
好，一定等到那个辅导员、那个 coordinator 实在是忍不住了，来跟我讲说，陈春涛，我们还是替你翻译。
Until to the point when the counselors and coordinators come up to me and say that, Pastor, I'm going to interpret for you.
好，我想不是因为我脸皮厚。
I think it's not because I'm thick-skinned.
好，我相信呢，我真的。靠主的恩惠啊，我是有进步。
I think that by the grace of God, I have improved.
所以这两三年来啊，就再没有这种现象。
So in these past two or three years, there hasn't been this kind of situation happening.
有时候我希望学生笑一笑啊，他们也真的会笑。
When I want the students to laugh, then they'll actually laugh.
应该不是我的表情很好笑啊，应该是我说的是真的是可笑。
And it should not be because of my expression, but because of what I said was actually funny.
那你就知道。我一出来当传道的时候，我的英文更是语无伦次。
So you can imagine how poor my English was when I first started becoming a pastor.
但是那个时候我们知道芝加哥教会人数不是很多没有执事，没有长老我在那里，那我就是单然的人要去跟慕道者讲传福音。
And so during that time at Chicago Church 20 years ago, we know it's already a small church and there's no deacons and no pastors. So I myself had to go preach to this one person.
所以在那种情形之下，真的，这个神帮助，圣灵的工作，他竟然会说，我跟他讲那，跟他解释那个事情，他听得很清楚，他很明白。
And thus, it was only by the guidance and the grace of the Holy Spirit that this man, to this day, remembers how I explained to him Trinity versus the one true God.
那所以我不是说靠神的恩典，我英文就能够讲。我是真的厚着脸皮，不断的一直在努力哈。这个做梦的时候说梦话也会用英文。
I'm not trying to say that it was only because of the grace of God itself that I'm able to speak English now. I've been practicing a lot. When I sleep talk, I even sleep talk in English.
那听说说梦话会用英文，就表示你英文已经成功了一半。
So if I can speak English in my dreams, then that means I have succeeded at least a half.
所以当我做梦的时候会用英文讲的时候，我就知道我成功一半了。
So now that I can speak English in my dreams, I have succeeded halfway.
那我们会必须要回到我们的内容。
But now we must go back to our topic.
有一些我们可以应用的原则跟方法在这里来分享一下。
There are some principles and ways of that we can share today.
第一个我们要反复的去讲我们要告诉对方的真理。
First, we must consistently repeat the truth of the Bible.
有些事情一讲就记得了。
There are some things that once you say it will be remembered.
但是这么重要的真理我们会发现 绝大部分的对方啊，他不是一不是听了点头就听进去了。
But even this truth, which is so important, oftentimes it needs to be repeated. You can't just hear it once and remember it.
哦，那这也告诉我们，这真的传福音里头是一个属灵的征战。
And this shows us that preaching is really a spiritual battle.
哦，所以不要以为讲过了他已经知道了，其实他很有可能还不知道，根本没有听进去。
So let's not think that once we said it once that they already know what you're talking about. You have to say it repeatedly, and even if you say it more than once, they might not still remember.
哦，圣经说主耶稣复活之后四十天之后才升天。哦，这四十天当中跟门徒讲说神国的事。
The Bible tells us that 40 days after Jesus resurrected, he ascended to heaven. And within these 40 days, he talked to them about the kingdom of God.
那如果我们从福音书里头看到，就是那几件事情，主耶稣在那四十天里头应该是反复的来跟他们讲。
And he probably repeated what he had spoken about in the Gospels within those 40 days.
那第二个原则就是我们也很客气的在听对方讲。
The second principle is that although we will very kindly listen to what others say,
哦，那我们要去听出来他有不对的、不妥当的地方。
But we must listen carefully for any wrong concepts that they have.
哦，那我们要去否定他，去纠正他。
We must refute these wrong concepts and correct them.
哦，同样的，他的错误呢，他也会缓护的跟我们讲。
And there are things that they realize that they've said wrong, they will repeatedly tell us afterwards.
所以我们一次没有听出来，两次没有听出来，多听几次就会听出来他问题在哪里。
Okay, so even if we don't hear the wrong teachings the first time we speak to them, if we continue to try to speak them, we'll hear the wrong teachings after a while.
那第三个原则就是我们一定要让我们的朋友跟主耶稣联系上。
The third principle is that we must give a connection between Lord Jesus Christ and our friends.
不要忘记我们只是一个桥梁，我们只是一个工具。
Let's not forget we're merely a tool, a mediator.
我们跟他之间的交情当然很重要，更重要的是他跟主耶稣之间的联系。
Of course, our interaction with our friends is important, but what's most important is their interaction with God.
我们请看以弗所书第二章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章十二节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12.
十二节，那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世界上，没有指望，没有神。
That at the time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
我们的朋友本来跟主耶稣是没有关联的，没有联系的。
Our friends were once apart from this commonwealth and strangers of the covenant.
那我们为什么要向他宣道？就是要帮助他跟主耶稣联系上。
So why do we preach to them? It's because we want to give them a connection to God.
那我们在教第四个，我们在教会久了，我们常常会用一些圣经里头的专有名词。
And fourthly, oftentimes when we've been in church for a long time, we'll often use the words and terms of the Bible.
所以第四个原则啊，我们要用一些对方能够懂得的话来讲。
So the fourth principle is that we must speak in terms that the other party can understand.
这就是保罗所说的，他不用这个所谓的高言大志。
And this is what Paul says, that he doesn't use high or lofty words.
第五个原则，我们要直接间接的这样子的来互相应用，来显明出我们所要强调的。
And the fifth principle is that we must explain both directly and indirectly to emphasize our points.
那第六个原则是越多人先到是越好。
The sixth principle is that the more people we have to preach, the better.
所以我们要多去教育，多去训练更多的人。
Thus we must teach and train more people.
好，那再来讲到谈道的方法。
Next, let's talk about the ways of evangelical conversation.
永远不要忘了，我们要常常引用圣经的事实来跟对方讲。
Let us always remember to use the truths of the Bible to speak to our friends.
我们请看约翰福音第五章。
So look at John chapter 5.
约翰福音五章三十九节。
John 5:39。
三十九节，你们查考圣经，因为你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。
You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me.
啊，我们先到就是要让别人也能够来拥有永生的盼望。
Our purpose of preaching is that others can have the hope of eternal life.
我们先到的目的就是要让人跟主耶稣能够有有这个联系。
And our goal of preaching is to give others a connection to Jesus Christ.
好，那这里告诉我们，这本圣经就是在见证永生，在见证主耶稣。
And here it tells us that these scriptures testify of eternal life and testify of God.
所以我们要把圣经读熟，常常用圣经。来告诉对方。
Thus, we must familiarize ourselves with the Bible and use the Bible to have our conversation with others.
那第二个方法就是我们要多去了解我们的对方。
The second method is to understand the other party.
我们才比较容易根据他的需要来帮助他。
And in this way, we will better understand their needs and be able to help them according to their needs.
那再来已经讲过，就是他可能有一些错误的观念、错误的想法，我们要帮助他去克服。
Next, our friends may have some wrong concepts, and we must help them to overcome and break through them.
有些人很喜欢讲的很复杂。
Some people like to make things very complicated.
不是说我们本身就是说我们的对方。
I'm not saying ourselves, but maybe our friends.
有时候你在跟别人谈，你才会发觉说。哇，原来为什么有那么多麻烦的事情
？And when we talk to them, we might feel like, wow, there's so many complicated things in the world.
明明对我们来讲，好像很简单的事情，他却可以想得那么复杂。
Some things which may seem very simple to us may be made complicated to them.
那其实先道是那种简单明了，很直接的，这样来先讲。
But the truth or the gospel is something that can be spoken very simply and clearly and very directly.
通常很复杂，只是会让人困惑。
Oftentimes, if we say something and very complicated matter, they will be confused.
简单明了，才容易让人信服。
If we say things simply and clearly, then they can understand.
所以我们看到主耶稣有时候在回答人，他就是。那么一两句话。
So we see that oftentimes Jesus Christ replied people with only one or two phrases.
比如说在约翰福音第八章，主耶稣说：“你们谁没有罪，就可以先拿石头来丢这个女人。”
For example, in John chapter 8, Jesus said, "He who has no sin cast the first stone."
结果拿着石头的人一个一个把石头放下，走掉了。
And as a result, everyone who had stones dropped them and then walked away.
所以我们在。这个先道的方法简单明了，常常能够使人信服。
Therefore, when we explain the gospel, let's explain it simply and clearly, and this will bring our friends joy or contentment.
那主耶稣常常用比喻来帮助我们对天国的了解。
Jesus Christ often used parables to help us understand the kingdom of God.
所以我们也可以善用一些。比喻的方法来帮助对方了解。
So we can also use parables or analogies to help others understand.
很多时候我们的对方他可能占用很多时间，他一直在讲。
Oftentimes our friends may take up a lot of time to speak about their own concepts.
我们很客气的很忍耐的一直在听。
And we're very politely and patiently just listening to them speak.
在听。听的当中，其实也是仔细的听，找机会打断他的话，反问他。
But while we're listening, of course we're listening very concentratedly, but we must find a point in which we can interrupt them and ask a question.
所以主耶稣他也常常用这种反问的方法。
Jesus Christ also often used this method of asking questions.
他拿了一个铜板说这个上面的像是谁的像。
He took a coin and said, whose face is on this coin?
说这是该撒的像，主耶稣说该撒的物就归给该撒。
And they said it was Caesar, and so Jesus Christ said, give to Caesar what is Caesar's.
那就把那个事情就这样摆平了。
And in that sort of simple way, he solved the problem.
所以对方话很多的时候，我们也不要就你讲你的，我听听这样，就是说注意听，一定有机会让你插话进去。
So when other people have lots of things to say, we shouldn't just listen very placidly, but we need to listen carefully and interrupt them with a question when necessary.
当我们反问他一句话的时候，可能就变成我们来讲。
And once we ask that question, perhaps it'll be our turn to start speaking.
那宣道跟教会的增长它是有直接的关系。
So evangelism has a direct relationship with church growth.
因为宣道是带领人往对的道路来走。
Because evangelism is bringing people to the right path.
这个宣道是要带给人力量来过对的生活。
Evangelism will give people strength to live the right life.
宣道能够坚定人信主的心。
And evangelism can help solidify the faith in the hearts of others.
那所以宣道跟教会的量跟值的增长是有直接的关系。
So church growth and evangelism has a direct relationship, both in growth and quality and growth in quantity.
所以有宣道一定会带来教会的增长。
So if we have evangelism, then the church will most definitely grow.
常常是量跟值一起增长。
And oftentimes both quality and quantity will both grow.
那有时候至少也会有单方面的增长。
And of course there will sometimes be some obstacles.
有时候好像没有太多人来信主。
Sometimes it seems that there aren't very many people coming to believe.
但是也不用灰心。
But let's not lose heart.
因为先到也一定会带来我们职方面的增长。
Because evangelism will definitely bring ourselves growth in quality.
因为这个值的增长有时候是在无形当中它在增长。
Because oftentimes growth in quality occurs when it seems like nothing is happening.
但是并不等于说我们都没有做什么。
But it doesn't mean that we're not acting on anything.
其实我们有努力的在一些宣道的工作、宣道的活动。
Because we are putting an effort in evangelism and evangelical work.
所以我们最后求主耶稣能够不断的来扩大我们宣教的这种眼光。
So we ask God to help us to open our eyesight in evangelism.
请看马太福音二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 14.
马太福音二十四章十四节。
Matthew 24:14.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
我们很有自信，这里所谓天国的福音就是今天我们真耶稣教会所传的。
We are confident that the gospel of the kingdom spoken of here is the gospel of the true Jesus Church.
我们要对万民来做见证。
We must testify to all the world.
不是只是把我们的福音post 在我们的网站上面而已。
Not only should we just post our gospel on our websites.
就觉得说这样就大家都看到了，大家都听见了。
And we think that everyone's already read it and seen it.
常常事情并不是我们想的这么容易，这么简单。
Oftentimes things aren't this easy.
还是回到圣经。很单纯的来看主耶稣所说的说要去对万民做见证。
But let's come back to the Bible and remember that Jesus Christ once said that we must preach to all the world.
主耶稣要我们今天真耶稣教会所传的福音来传给万民。
Jesus Christ wants this gospel of the true Jesus Church to be preached to the whole world.
求主耶稣帮助我们来面对着时代的挑战。
Let us ask God to give us the strength to face our challenges.
不要以为说只有今天才有挑战。
Let's not think that we only have challenges today.
在使徒的时代，他们有他们的挑战。
Because in the apostolic time, they had their own challenges.
今天我们同样有我们的挑战。
And today we have our own challenges as well.
请看提摩太后书第四章。
So look at 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书四章第二节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2.
务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。
Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching.
做很多事情要看时机。
A lot of times we have to pay attention to the time when we do certain things.
对的时间做对的事情。
To do the right thing at the right time.
但是有一件事情传福音。不太需要去看时机。
But we don't need to look at the time when we want to preach.
就像传道书所说的，如果望天的话，永远没有办法撒种；只看天气的话，没有办法撒种。
Just as it says in Ecclesiastes, if we only look at the sky and the weather, then we will never sow.
是的，很多事情我们真的要在对的时候做对的事情。
So it's true. A lot of times we must do the right thing at the right time.
如果有例外的话，先到是一个例外。
But if there are any exceptions, then this preaching and evangelism is an exception.
求主耶稣帮助我们每一个地方教会，我们的先到能够有目标。
May God help us so that each one of our evangelical teams may have a goal.
每一个教会的先到都有一些的策略。
Strategy. So every church should have their own strategy when they preach.
我们请看罗马书十五章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 15.
罗马书十五章二十节。
Romans chapter 15 verse 20.
保罗说：“我立的志向不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。”
And so I have made it my aim to preach the gospel not where Christ was named, lest I should build on another man's foundation.
保罗努力传福音，他是有目标的，这个就是他的目标。
Paul had an aim when he preached, and this was his goal.
再请看提摩太后书第二章。
Let's also look at 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章第二节。
2 Timothy 2:2.
第二节，保罗说：“你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的。”
And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
这就是保罗他在先道他在牧养上他的策略。
This was Paul's strategy in his evangelical and pastoral work.
他告诉提摩太如何让更多的人来牧养教会，来为福音来先道。
Paul taught Timothy how he could help others pastor and preach the word.
提摩太先学习了。
And Timothy learned this.
然后他也要去教导，也要去交托给那些忠心能教导别人的。
And after he learned this, he was to commit these to faithful men.
因为先道这是神国里头一件很大的事工。
Because evangelism is a very important work within the kingdom of God.
这也是神很愿意我们每一个人来参与的伟大的工作。
And it is also a great work that God wants all of us to attend.
所以需要有更多的人受过训练，更多的人来投入。
So we need more people to go through training, and we need more people to enter into this holy work.
今天我们都是来这里已经接受训练过，我们再来接受训练，我们再一次的来第一次来投入这项伟大的工作。
Today we are all here, and whether we have gone through training or are going through training now, let's all enter into this holy work.
教会需要我们每一个人。
Because the church needs every single one of us.
因为我们每一个人领受神的恩典是多而又多。
And we will receive blessing upon blessing.
我们也愿意神的国度，他的百姓。是多而又多。
And we also want the people of the kingdom of God to be added upon to it.
我们也更愿意更多的人是活出基督。
And we want more people to live out Christ.
一起唱诗120首。
Let's sing hymn 120.
Yeah.
last verse.
Please be seated. Now we're going to make our concluding prayer. We ask God to continue to guide this Evangelical Workers Workshop. And we ask God to bless every church so that its people can grow in quantity. Let's pray together.